This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What oozes from a tree and ends up in everything from M&Ms to shoe polish to postage stamps and could soon be in very short supply? I'm David Brancaccio. First, the U.S. is on a collision course with an upper limit on what the government's allowed to pay for spending that both Democrats and Republicans in Congress previously approved. And today's planned meeting between President Biden and congressional leaders has been scrapped, although staff is still working on this. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So the people you hang out with, I mean, it often would be in financial services. Lots of disagreement and rancor and partisanship over this debt ceiling matter?
Well, you might think so. You know, there's always quite a bit of political heat in my inbox going both ways most mornings. But on this one issue, everybody agrees. Those of us who are in finance, we all just wish this debt ceiling thing would go away.
All right. So people saying, all right, so we bump into the debt ceiling, maybe June 1st. All right. Maybe some U.S. government bills get paid a little late. That doesn't sound so bad. That's not how you would read it.
No, you know, it becomes really complicated. And just to illustrate how complicated it is, there's a bill that matures on May 30th. There's another one that matures on June 1st. And the yield on those bills are 2 percentage points apart. It's a phenomenal kink in the yield curve that we would never see otherwise. But the reason for that is people who own that June bill are worried if there's a delay, you know, maybe a few days, maybe a month, while people in Washington work out this crisis, well, eventually you'll be paid, right? And you'll get interest on that paper. Well, no, because in order to pay interest for the delay period, the Treasury has to get permission from an act of Congress.
So it takes a full act of Congress. I mean, and that's just the start, right? You could have all these unintended consequences when credit markets suddenly become less liquid because of uncertainty.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you get chains of reactions that are unanticipated. Treasury bills are used as collateral, for example, in all kinds of financial operations. Well, you won't be able to deliver that collateral. There's all kinds of unintended consequences you might run into. And that's even before considering what it would do long term to interest rates.
Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist, FHN Financial. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk says Twitter will soon have a CEO who is not him. Musk is stepping down from the top spot, although he's not leaving altogether the social media site he bought and is trying to overhaul. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
In, of course, a tweet, Elon Musk says he's hired a new CEO, and she will start in about 6 weeks. Who's it going to be? Musk won't say yet, although The Wall Street Journal is reporting it's Linda Yaccarino, NBC Universal's head of advertising. The journal says she has close relationships with ad agencies and marketers and has been described as the velvet hammer. Musk is also CEO of Tesla, and Tesla stock rose after his tweet. Tesla investors have worried that Twitter is a distraction from Musk. They wrote a letter to the Tesla board complaining that Musk wasn't paying enough attention to the company. Musk won't completely step away from Twitter, though. He says he'll transition to executive chair, overseeing product and software. And of course, Musk is still CEO of SpaceX. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Hundreds have died and tens of thousands have fled their homes in Sudan, just south of Egypt, as violence between warring factions have raged for about a month now. There's also a developing economic story there affecting an important cash crop. 70% of the world's supply of what's called gum arabic comes from Sudan. The stuff is essential for soda pop, industrial ice cream, and a lot more, with few, if any, substitutes. For more, I'm joined by the BBC's Will Bain. Hey, Will.
Hey, David.
Give us a sense of the supply chain for gum arabic. It was in my first chemistry set when I was 9 years old. Tell us more about where it's from.
It comes from the sap of acacia trees that are a native, as you mentioned, in the gum belt, as they call it, just under the Sahara Desert, if you're looking at it on a map of Africa, right across from Nigeria, all the way across to Sudan, Somalia. And they literally gather this sap. They tap the trees and the sap grows out in sort of a big ball. And then people come and carve it off the tree and collect it and use it in all sorts of things, but not just candy and ice cream, but it makes the gloss and glossy magazine pages, for example. It's even the froth in your beer or the sticky stuff in Rizla's cigarette papers. So amazing amount of products that it goes into. And as a result, consumer goods manufacturers pretty worried about the supply of it because, as you say, the vast majority of the world's supply comes from Sudan, where uncertainty would be an understatement for the situation there at the moment.
Yeah, because this bloody conflict in Sudan also wrecks the supply chain for this ingredient.
Well, as you can imagine, David, people are not going out and going to work as normal right across the country, particularly in the rural areas where they do go to gather this stuff. People are fleeing to other countries or to refugee camps within the country. And as Osama Idris, a Sudanese national who's now here in the UK, is the general manager of a gum arabic producer called Maroj, told us, it's also that a lot of this stuff is manufactured in Khartoum, the capital, where the worst of the fighting is.
All these factories are not working because people are hiding in their homes, scared of the mortar shells, scared for their lives. So there is no production. Two issues. Gum will not be able to be manufactured, and also it's difficult to transport it.
So terrible disarray on the production side. What about problems for businesses who need to import it?
They're not sure. It's a waiting game because the situation on the ground in Sudan is so unclear at the moment. This is Daniel Haddad speaking to us from a trade show of people who buy a lot of this gum arabic. He's from the global supplier Agrigum.
If the situation on the ground in Sudan sorts itself out sooner rather than later, then the supply chain shock is not as detrimental to everyone in a sense. But right now we're in a sort of stable pattern. We've spoken to all our customers. We've advised them what we can do, what we can't do.
And David, given the conflict is as explosive as ever at the moment, I mean, ceasefires being broken regularly just this week, it does seem to be a pretty big question about when and if this conflict will begin to calm down and those producers can get back to work.
My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Will Bain, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing.
And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.